Wake up, sunshine. Wake up. There we go, gorgeous. Open those pretty eyes for your mistress. Oh, you look so confused, baby girl. Don't you recognize me? Of course, my bad. You can't see anything yet. So, don't do anything silly now, little one. I'm just going to uncover your eyes, okay? Stay still now. There we go. Recognize me now? Whoa, relax, baby girl. No need to try and bite your mistress. You're not my mistress. Oh, princess. Yes, yes, I am. You have called me mistress plenty of times. Not you. No, it is you. I know it's you. I even checked. Oh, listen to that panicked, shaky little inhale. Yes, it's your phone. With your messages to me on it. Your pretty little phone. You know, I always wondered what you typed all those teasing comments on. I somehow imagined your hands dancing across a keyboard. But laptops are hard to get comfy with in bed, huh? No, phones are better. Less bulky. Easy to put down and free your hands for other things, huh? What language? I didn't expect that of you. I know you have a filthy mind, but I didn't expect your mouth to match. That's okay. We can fix that together. Baby girl, you are going to learn very, very quickly. I don't like disobedience. I don't like brats. I don't like disrespect. My patience is very thin for those kinds of things. Every word you say that I don't like, I will just click. The counter will go up and you will learn fast. If you don't, well, you will wish you did. They use this technique for training dogs, I think, but let's say I tailored it to my needs. That's two. Wanna keep going, princess? No? Is it sinking in? The zip ties across your wrists and ankles? That solid chair you're sitting in? The silence outside? No one is coming to help you. Except me. And I did save you. Just like you asked of me. Let's see. Ah, yes, here we are. Please come and save me, mistress. I would live under your desk if you let me. Well, sweetheart, there is a desk here. And the rest I have fulfilled as I promised. Shh, 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 don't cry. I know it's not perfect. It's not how you imagined it, us meeting. But I just couldn't wait. I couldn't. You were driving me insane. I really wanted to just send you sweet messages. Just so you would tell me how much you enjoyed them. But I just had to know you. I had to see you. I thought, hey, if she's ugly or if she's a guy, I can just move on and stop obsessing over her, but you weren't. Look at you, baby girl. You are just gorgeous. And a gorgeous girl like you makes a woman like me want to have her all to herself. Makes her want to keep her right here, under my desk, just like you asked. Look, I even cleaned it out for you. Now, you can become my personal little fuck toy. And you don't have to think or speak, just being played with and used like the little slut you are. That you always wanted to be. No, no, don't lie to me. So, are you going to be a good girl and crawl under the desk to please me? Or am I going to have to make you? 3. Okay, don't worry, little one. You will absolutely get what you're asking for. I don't like brats in the slightest. They make me want to get violent. But pretty girls like you, they don't deserve violence, do they? So, let's try something, shall we? Are you going to be a good girl for your mistress? Look at you shiver. Is that fear, baby girl? Should I check? Your nipples are getting hard. I can see them straining through your shirt. And your ankles are zip tight, so if I just held my hand over your pussy, you can't move away. Is it hot down there? Getting a little humid? And if I just touch you? Oh yes, I think you're soaking through your panties. That's what you want, right, sweetheart? Is this what you need? I really think you want to be here. 4. Okay, I think that's enough. Maybe it's time to put you to some use finally. So, don't freak out, princess. But I have some scissors here. See? I've prepared these scissors very specially for you. I've made them blunt at the tip, look, so if you do grab them accidentally, they won't hurt you or me. But the blades are quite sharp, so they'll be very good at cutting things. But they won't hurt you either. As long as you do as I say, exactly. And as long as you remain a very good girl. Okay. I'm going to cut one of your wrist zip ties off. So, don't move. If you move while I'm cutting them off you, I could just accidentally cut all these delicate little veins near your wrist. And then this would be over very, very quickly. I don't want to do that. Okay, baby girl? So, stay still. 1, 2, 3. All done. Good girl. Oh, by all means, tug away at the other ties, but be careful, princess. Zip ties only get tighter the harder you struggle. Did you know that? So, here's what's going to happen next. Listen. I'm going to pull your panties down and I'm going to put your hand over your clit. Yes, I am. You're going to rub it until you're nice and wet for me. And I will tell you when to stop. Do not touch your slit. If you disobey me, I will give you a punishment that will convince you that it's better to just follow my rules. Do you understand? Do I need to repeat myself? Rub your clit. Good girl. Oh yeah. That's fucking sexy, baby girl. Keep going. That's right. Just like that. God, look how swollen your clit is. You really know what makes you feel good. Thank you for showing me how you like to be touched. Oh, don't stop, sweetheart. Did you just realize why I asked you to do that? Such a clever girl. However, you did break the rules. I didn't say stop. I'd say that earns a punishment, and since I've already warned you, it's a steep one. Don't wiggle now. I don't want these scissors to cut open your pretty pussy. Yes, my darling, that's your punishment. I am going to fuck you with this pair of scissors. Curse me all you want, this isn't going to stop. Open your thighs for me. Sorry, mistress. It's far too late for apologies now, little girl. Now, slide your thighs open, or when I get the scissors in you, I will slide the scissors open instead. And then close them first now. That would be an awful mess to clean up, wouldn't it? Good girl. In they go. Looks like you're nice and wet, just like a good girl should be. Look at the scissors glide in and out of you, glistening with your juices, tempting me to take. No. To taste you. You know, I really would love to taste you, but unfortunately, only good girls get eaten out. You haven't been very good for me today, have you? Danger definitely turns you on, doesn't it? I am fucking you with scissors, and you are just leaking all over my chair. Better hope I don't want to open the blades inside you. Wait, you like the thought of that, huh? Me opening these scissors inside of you, pressing them up against your walls. Now, don't clench up, princess. I didn't blunt the outside edges, or you're going to give yourself some nasty cuts. Well, if your pussy gets cut up, I'm still going to fuck you. I'm still going to force not just some fingers, but my whole hand inside you. And watch you struggle as I press up against your stinging walls. I won't be gentle. You don't want that. You wanted to hurt, right? I am going to fuck you so hard that you bruise and that you can't even stand up for some days. It's going to sting and it's going to burn. But how else will you learn who you belong to? I am going to mark you from the inside out. And I am going to ruin you. Look at you. Are you really close to coming right now, princess? Is your body really betraying you like that? That's okay. You can touch your clit while I fuck you with scissors. What a good girl. Touching herself while her mistress violates her. That's it. Good girl. What a pretty obedient princess. Oh, you're shaking. Are you going to come? Yes? So don't think about it. Just come. Come for me. Yes. Come for me. Oh, that's it, darling. Shake for me. You look divine when you come. Shh. Good girl. You did so, so well. Wait. The scissors are out now. Good girl. I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself today, but I promise you one thing. You won't enjoy yourself next time, okay? Remember the clicker? Yeah? The count is 4. Now, watch your mouth, little thing. We don't want to raise it to 5, do we? If you thought your mistress is just doing this for fun and forgetting about it later, you're drastically wrong. Oh, poor thing, you're shivering. Hold on. I'm going to give you something that's going to help you get a little rest, okay? You're definitely going to need that rest for the upcoming days. Now, open up. Oh, stupid little thing, do you really think I would poison you with this pill? It's a sleeping pill, for God's sake. So dumb. You're my property now. My toy. It wouldn't be half the fun if I killed you now. So, open your mouth. And keep quiet so nothing dumb can come out of it. Just swallow. There you go. Good girl. Soon you're going to feel the dizziness kick in. You're just going to drift away. Just enjoy your resting hours, little girl. You're going to need them before your next punishment. Good night.